So you are what you are in this world. That's either one of two things. Either you're somebody, or you're nobody.
A lot of this is behind the scenes or under the hood.
It's time to just look under the hood. No stone should be unturned.
I don't even know what that means. Look under, I got an engine underneath my hood.
The most important thing in business is honesty. Integrity, hard work, family. Never forgetting where we came from.
Hey, pop the hood.
Pop the hood?
Pop the hood.
Welcome to the Under the Hood podcast with Jonathan Hood.
Welcome to the Under the Hood podcast with me, Jonathan Hood. Thanks so much for downloading the podcast. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter as well, twitter.com, tweetjhood. Also on Facebook, facebook.com, for the latest on our Under the Hood radio show airing 7 to 10 weeknights right here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. Our thanks to our listeners around the country and around the world. See you in Denver, Colorado, Munster, Indiana, Mountain View, California, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Katy, Texas, Gilbert, Arizona, Dayton, Ohio. See you in London in the UK. You guys have been very supportive of the show. Rhode Island, New York, Nevada, and Virginia. So many states in the United States and also around the world checking out the Under the Hood podcast. We appreciate you checking it out. Our guest today is former Chicago Bear Israel Adonijé. Not just a former Bear, former NFL player, but someone who is an entrepreneur. We ask you to go to Twitter and go to Athleticoms on Twitter or DreamKids, DreamKidz.com. He is a comic book enthusiast and a creator of such books as I Love Me, I Love Football, I Love Numbers. I think it's something that I think you'd be interested in, or someone would be interested in as well. So Israel Adonijé does a great job of being able to connect to the community in the Chicagoland area. And because of his love for comic books, now he's been able to do something on ChicagoBears.com to be able to have young people and adults kind of buy into and check out ChicagoBears.com for seeing these Bears come to life. Seeing Tariq Cohen and seeing Akeem Hicks and others come to life as a comic book character. Israel Adonijé on the Under the Hood podcast. Israel, let's start here. I want to find out, because I don't know, when did you become a comic book enthusiast? Do you remember a time that you saw your first comic and said, man, I really like this?
Yeah, I got my first comics when I was 13. And it was actually somebody had given some Green Hornet comics to my father's mission program. And, you know, growing up in our household, we had to do an hour of reading every day. Mm-hmm. And that's where it all started. My sister was reading these huge books like Roots and like really deep literary books. And I was like, I do not love reading. And comics is kind of where I fell in love with reading and just the storytelling and the connection with the characters. And it's been awesome.
I don't think you would have liked the artwork in Roots if there was any.
Exactly. That was a dark story right there.
That's exactly right. So, you know, the thing that resonates with me so much, Israel, is when I look through online and I go to DreamKids.com with a Z, DreamKidz.com, and looking through the artwork of what you've done here, what really stands out to me is just the color and the action, especially with the football players. I just think that it's more than just color. It just pops on the screen when I see that. That's something that you want to make sure that when it comes to on the football side, when you're bringing these Bears to life, that it really stands out, it's really in your face, right?
Well, absolutely. And I think the vision was, you know, this new era, the new monsters of the Midway, to tell their story in a way that hadn't been told before. And with that, to engage that younger audience, to engage the kids and the fans that are really in tune with the comic space. I mean, the comic space as a platform is at its height when you talk about movies and engagement of content. And I've always thought that our sports heroes had a place in that cosmic universe of comic entertainment. So, and, you know, working with the Bears and being able to bring this to life, it was important that the images, the energy, the story was really vibrant and engaging. And it was just couldn't be more excited with how it turned out.
Athleta Comics is where you go on Twitter, right? Do I have that right?
Yeah, athleta.comics is on, or Athleta Comics on Twitter, and then on Instagram it's athleta.comics, correct.
Okay, Athleta Comics. I'm looking at number 71, that's you. You were fierce in person, you know, like covering you, but then seeing you in comics is like, oh my God.
You know, I mean, it's
you're a demon, man.
Yeah, I think that's the beauty of it, that you can really create your persona and create your character and however you visualize it, you know. So, you know, being able to, you know, take my story was one of the first ones we did as part of the Sports Heroes line, which is telling our real sports hero stories through comics. And it was just fun, just, you know, again, seeing it come to life. The players of all the guys who haven't had characters done have all been like, when's my guy coming? What's my power going to be? And that's what makes it really exciting.
Israel Donaghy with Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. Designing football players, they indeed look like superheroes. Do you have a favorite in the superhero genre?
Well, growing up, I definitely loved Wolverine. He was one of my favorite characters, and I was a Spider-Man fan as well. So I think those two characters where it all started. And you know, as I grew up, you know, fall in love with other characters and other stories, and you know, the story of you know, Wakanda and the Black Panther, which is just finished a movie that, you know, broke all types of box office records. I mean, that was when I look at that, just the intricacy of the universe that they built and the story itself, as you take some time to read through that story, it's absolutely incredible. And those are the things that to me were always exciting. Like, someone just took the time and the energy to create. I mean, this is all just fantasy, right? So mm-hmm. That was really the inspiration behind me, you know, creating my own universe, my own world, and telling our stories as well.
People took Wakanda way too seriously and way too fast. There's already a Wakanda Con. There's a convention for this. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, it's coming to Chicago, I believe, as well. Yeah, Wakanda Con.
My goodness,
it's gonna be epic.
Boy, talking about capitalizing quickly. It was an amazing movie. There's no doubt. But you mentioned Spider-Man, and I was a Spider-Man fan as well growing up. But on the football field. Is Spider-Man a kick returner? Is he a wide receiver? He can't be on the defensive side unless he's a safety, right?
No, he's not a defensive guy. I would say he's a receiver for sure. I'd say he's definitely a receiver. Just you look at, you know, his traits and his abilities, quickness, his instincts, you know, his spider sense, his ability to go get it. You know, I agree. He's definitely a receiver.
I one of the guys that we have on the show frequently is Akeem Hicks, and I get a kick out of him. He was on the show, and he was he was working out while he was on the show, and I think he ran into a spider web while he was jogging on the show. He almost got ran over by a motorcycle. What a character Akeem Hicks is.
Love him.
I wonder where he'd fit on that Super Bowl team that you competed on with the Bears. I mean, imagine Hicks on that team. How would he fit in?
Oh man! Well, one, I think he would have fit in perfectly with the group of guys that we had, the men that we went to fight with every week. Just he's a great, lighthearted personality, but when it's time to get down to business and put in that work, he goes to work. And I think without a doubt, I mean, just you look at the guys we had at the end. We had, you know, guys rushing from the end. We had Tommy Harris. Imagine lining him up with a guy like Tommy Harris in that middle, his ability to push the pocket, Wale, Alex, you know, the that line would have been, well, monstrous, you know, without a question.
There's no doubt. Israel Adonijé with me, Jonathan Hood. Go to Athleta Comics again. That's on Twitter. That's what I'm following right now. And find out more about this. And again, I ask you to go to dreamkids.com, KIDZ.com, and check out the artwork there. I know that you've got to be happy for Brian Urlacher going into the Hall of Fame. That was just a tremendous accomplishment for him. What do you have any memories of Brian?
Oh, man, a ton. I mean, I was oh so fortunate to come to Chicago as a young kid, 21 years old, and to be a part of the defense that he led and really the team. You know, he was the face of the franchise and the main guy for, you know, the majority of my 10 years with the Bears. And, you know, the fun we had together, you know, just the games, we literally, like I said, we had so much fun off the field and outside of the snap, and then the ability to come into the game and the leadership, his understanding, how smart he was, his understanding of the game, you know, preparation. Those are the things that you take away from being able to watch guys like that, to see, you know, what really makes players great, what drives excellence. And it's a rarity to see talent at that level and being able to watch it and take pieces of what they do and try to apply it to your own game. But just really a lot of fun. And for me, what I always remember is the way that no one asked him to do it, but he took the time to bring all the players together to really go above and beyond as far as unifying the team. We'd have consistently outings at his house, paintball at his house, you know, just how can I facilitate really bringing guys together. And when that character is built off the field, now you come into a game. And you saw how, you know, defensively that, you know, guys really just fought hard for each other week in, week out. And really for that decade, we had, you know, a top five defense in the NFL.
Israel, you just recently, not too long ago, you played in this game of football. But I will ask you this, is when I'm watching football, it doesn't have to be the Bears, just watching NFL football on a regular basis, I just think that, you know, I think it's always been this way, but it's really accentuated more now than ever before. The divide between offense and defense, where the defense just cannot even make a simple play without a flag being put on them. I just think that's bad for the game, because as someone that appreciates defense and respects defense, I want to learn more about it every game I watch, one. And two, I don't want plays stopped because of a hard tackle. And I think I want to get your thoughts on this, because do you feel that is the game worse, or is the game as good for you as far as defense is concerned? Because to me, I think that defensive players are getting way too many penalties.
Well, I think one, football is right now, it's morphing. It's in a transformation. And it hasn't settled yet to what the final iteration of what this new game is going to look like. We're watching that iteration, that transformation happen. Obviously, for me, it's frustrating to watch. You know, I watched the other day a defender go to make a tackle, and as he's going in to make the tackle, the running back is lowering his, you know, the tackling zone. He's bringing his chest down. He's bringing his head down to try to avoid being tackled. He's lowering the target area, and eventually their helmets collide. Well, they called a penalty, and it's just the difficulty to call those types of plays where, you know, the art of me tackling you is getting low to try to hit you in the chest. Well, to avoid it, these running backs or anyone of ball carrier, you yourself bring your shoulder level down to try to lower your base so you can, you know, brace the tackle or shake it or avoid it. So there's those instances where just the fundamentals of executing that play will bring a violation of the new rules, or even that the rule of not putting your weight on a player. Like, you cannot put your weight on a defensive player. I mean, to me, that's a challenging rule. I mean, this game, the art of tackling is grabbing a guy, or it used to be putting your weight on him. You know, you want to grab him, wrap him up, drive him into the ground, and those days are gone. So it's for anyone who came from the old guard, it's hard to watch the transformation. But as it iterates and transforms, and what great athletes do and have always done is they change. They adapt to the game. And I think when that process is complete and everybody's kind of on board with the new rules and the how of the game, you know, the game will go on. It'll continue to entertain people, but it has made it harder for defenders than ever. As you see, like now, like 60 passes in a game. I mean, that's crazy. You know, so the game is moving to a very pass heavy, and that's what it's looking like. Again, this is just speculation that's what it could really look like in the future. You know, it's a game of passing the football and then, you know, running into the game plan to keep people honest or to alleviate tendencies. But like everyone else, you know, you and I are watching, and we'll see what football looks like, you know, 5-10 years from now.
You know, one of the things I like about what you've done here, being part of Dream Kids, again, dreamkidskidz.com, it's one thing that you have, like, I love football and I love numbers, but I think that when I look at I Love Me, I think that without even opening the book, and I look forward to being able to see this, because I clearly, when you have I Love Me, were you trying to kind of tap into having a child be able to understand themselves and be, because being a child can be a very confusing time where you're just trying to figure out, you know, how can I be accepted? And you're just trying to figure out things as a kid. I Love Me, though. Can you kind of go into that a little bit?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. When I thought of, you know, I created The Protectors, which was for an older reader. And then my sister had three little girls, and I wanted to create a property that would really speak to them. And that first message really for me was about self-love, you know, teaching them to love yourself above all things first, and being able to love yourself and then love the differences between yourself and others, you know. And it was, so it was just a simple poem that I wrote throughout, you know, I love my eyes, they help me see, you know, I love my hair, I love my nose, I love it, just everything about us. And, you know, at a young age, really being able to read that and recite that, the importance of, again, I mean, life for our kids, it's not easy. They deal with a lot of things that you and I didn't deal with growing up, mm-hmm. you know, so just trying to really teach the message with the Dream Kids property, teach the message of more love in our world. And even though there's differences, if you approach our differences, you know, from a place of love, of, you know, I don't understand what you're saying, but okay, like, let's talk through this. You know, hey, I heard what you said, I heard you, but I disagree, but all right, let's, you know, that approach of love first, you know, truly makes our world a better place. So, you know, those six characters in the Dream Kids universe, as the poems get, continue to get released, and then as we move to a more episodic series that tackles issues, that's where we're really looking to focus. Just have these kids go on these incredible adventures together and just, you know, spread more love throughout our world.
Athleticoms is where you go on Twitter. Israel, what are some of the other projects that you're working on? There's got to be something that you have not released yet, and I think you're going to tell me right now and our listeners what you're working on. It's got to be something else.
Well, there's a lot. I will say that fresh off the presses, if we, Bears fans, if you haven't seen it, the new Monsters gear, it's just dropped. So if you go to ChicagoBears.com, go to the pro shop, you got the new gear there. There's two pieces that are absolutely off the charts, and that's with the Keeper. So if you look in the story we created for the new Monsters of Midway, there's a character called the Keeper. It's the bear that summons the monsters every year to battle through the season. So there's a really amazing, a really dope hoodie with the Keeper on the front with the new logo, and then the new Monsters logo that we created across the chest. You know, so I'm going to be rocking those all year. It's going to be a special season. So that for sure, because those are literally just released. A lot of people haven't even seen that yet. So I'll post it on our Twitter and our Instagram, and then I'd love our fans, if you've been following us, to definitely go check out the new gear. And what else are we working on? You know, we've got a big project we're doing here in the South Loop of the city. Mm-hmm. You know, Julius Peppers and I, actually, we bought 140,000 square feet down here on Michigan Avenue, and we're turning it into an entrepreneurial hub. So we want to help entrepreneurs, you know, creators, you know, athletes, business people, take your idea, your business from where it is to the next step or to the next level. So it's just a great space. It's going to have content space, podcast rooms, photo studio, offices, you know, places to eat, a gym to work out, relax. You know, so that's the next big thing that we've been just really heads down and focused on, building this great experience to help athletes transition and entrepreneurs, you know, build their companies. And for me, I always felt those two things really had some synergy. You know, the path of a player retiring and trying to figure out life after sport, to the path of, you know, an entrepreneur who has a startup and trying to figure out how to get that to their next milestone. There's a lot of links that could be made between those two journeys that we want to package and hopefully impact some lives.
Well, good old number 71. I'm glad you spent some time on the show. I just wanted people to be on my audience to be able to find out more about what you're doing. And again, I'm all for it because I think it's great. The Dream Kids, again, dreamkids.com. And again, go on, you said it's on Instagram and Twitter, at Athleticoms. That's on Twitter, but you said it's on Instagram too, right?
Yeah. If you go to Instagram, you can either just go to, I Adonje, my first initial last name. We're on there. And then you can come to Athleta Comics. Athleta.comics is our ad on Instagram. And then, definitely check out the new Monsters stuff that we're doing with the Bears on, at the ChicagoBears.com. Of course.
Israel, I appreciate you coming on, man. Thanks so much for spending some time.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
You're listening to Under the Hood Podcast with Jonathan Hood.
Great conversation with Israel Adonije, good old number 71 from the Chicago Bears. That Monsters of the Midway comic book, go to ChicagoBears.com, as you heard earlier, where you can find it on Instagram as well as Twitter. All right, the executive producer of the Another Podcast is Sean Davis. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you next time on another edition of the Under the Hood Podcast with Jonathan Hood. I got one more.